the Mishnah Psara.
So the Mishnah introduced to us that there's a Chaymer Nedarim in B'Shavuos, that Nedarim are Chal on a Dvar Mitzvah, and Shavuos is not Chal on Dvar Mitzvah. So we pointed out, we have to get back to, last week in Chabura, whether or not Dvar Mitzvah, does that mean only positive commandments, or is that even negative commandments that might be dependent on a more general shaila of what is Kol Isuri Torah? Is that an Isur Gabra? Is that an Isur Chefza? Namely, the Rashba, the Chuvus Rashba that we quoted last week, and the Stipler had a Gevaldig Gishtikol Torah to make a Lishi Tassim from last week. Good. So now we're going to go by to Rav Kahana Masni Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav Tuv Yume Masni Amar Rav Gidol Amar Shmuel Minayin Sheinish Bon Laval Ar Mitzvos. How do you know that you can't take a shvua against the mitzvah? Talmud Loimer lo yachal dvaro. Dvaro lo yachal, aval mechal hu lechefte shamayim. Mai shno neder tichsiv ish kiyidor neder lashem lo yachal dvaro. So the Gemara first quotes a pasuk to tell you that shvuos are not chal on a dvar mitzvah. Lo yachal dvaro. Dvaro lo yachal, aval mechal lechefte shamayim. You're allowed to be mechal chefti shemaim because there was nothing chal, so don't worry about it. There's to be relaxed about the chefti shemaim because there's nothing there. Masha'en king dvaro, if it's a dvar rishus and you take a shvua that I'm not going to eat a piece of potato kugel or whatever I'm going to take a shvua on, so that you have to be concerned that lo yachal dvar. Maishna neder, so why is neder? Dechsev ish ki yidor neder lashem lo yachal dvaro. So no, the Gemara quotes a pasuk. Mar says because it has a riboy neder lashem layachal dvar shvua nami oksiv o yishava shvua lashem. So Gemara says same thing by a shvua layachal dvar. So the Gemara says like this: Emfred Abaye Amar Abaye Hoda Amar Anosuka Lai Hoda Amar Shvua Shalayahena Minasuka. No, Abaye says let's understand the difference between the two. One of them you're asering what. Yourself from the sukkah, right? And the other one is that I'm asering the sukkah, right? So lohenem min asukkah. So what's so Abai is a little bit unclear. Abai doesn't really fully explain what he's saying. So what did the Rishonim explain? Everybody say, what's the pashup shat in the Gemara, right? So Ran says over here in Dira Maskel Ha, just to explain pashup shat in the Gemara. You have a riboy that it's chal al dvar mitzvah. Where am I going to apply it? I'm going to apply it on the nether. I'm not going to apply it on a shvua. Why? Should the nether bedinu sheichol al dvar mitzvah? A nether makes sense that it should be chal. Why? If you show oiser al atzmo hanosukah shalosh a nether kachu ve'ein machilin es hadavar asulu. Avaloshon shvua haynu shaloyeshe v'sukah v'lo kol emena lafki atzmo mitzvah sukah shu mitzvah. So the Ran says it's a svara. Where should you apply the riboy? Where should you not apply the riboy? By a shvua, lav kol kamine. Who are you to ask the mitzvahs of the rabbi and shalom? You're mechuyev. You're meshubet v'oimet. You have a shvua from our Sinai. You're mechuyev. You don't have the ability to create that isra on yourself, not to be mekayim a mitzvah. Masha'enkin. If you're asering a chefza, you're not dealing with a mitzvah. Now you're going to grade that in technically I can't be mekayim the mitzvah because there was an isra that was chal. The Torah granted you that ability. You created a difficult situation. Fine, so that's going to be something that's going to be chal. That's the pashup shat in the Gemara, why a neder is different than a shvua. Good? So far good? Good. Frak the Rava. Amar Rava. And this is really the first time we're really seeing in the Gemara, I believe, the concept of mitzvah lanasin. We've dealt with it already indirectly from the Rishonim, but this is where the Gemara is introducing it. Amar Rava b'chi mitzvahs lahenes nitnu? Ask Rava an Abaye, what do you mean? You're asering yourself from a hanah sukkah. B'chi mitzvahs lahenes nitnu? There is no hanah from a mitzvah. Because why? Because Rava is assuming, like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches, mitzvahs lav lahenes nitnu. Mitzvahs were not given for the purpose of enjoyment. Sorry, I didn't say that right. We don't perceive the asiyas ha-mitzvah as a form of hishtamshus l'shem hana, but rather, like Rashi explains in Rosh Hashanah, it's la'ol al tzavareyem nitnu. We're not here to have a party. We're not doing this for any other benefit other than this is what we're here to do. We're meshubah to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and we're trying to serve him as best as we can to fulfill our yoke that is put upon us. So frekt Rabbo, so also by a sukkah. It's ladland, isn't it? So it's not so smooth. That's not something that a nether should automatically be challah. Chimitzis lehen, isn't it? Alam Rava. So Rava touches it up. So Rava says, no, we're talking about Hada Amr Yeshiva Sukkah Lalai. Hada Amr Shvu Shalay Yeshiva Sukkah. No. One, we're talking about Yeshiva Sukkah Lalai, which is the nether. So what? You're not asering the Hanah from the mitzvah. You're asering the Sukkah. Yeshiva Sukkah Lalai. That Pu'ula is now going to be aser. So we're not directly talking about the mitzvah. And if I say I'm not going to sit in the sukkah, so that's a shvuah, that's not going to be chal. End of Gemara. Moreover, Rabbeisai, I have a problem with this Gemara. A big, big problem with this Gemara. What was Rava's kasha? How could the neder be chal? How could the neder be chal? Hello, mitzvah slav lehenes nenu. That's Rava's kasha, right? I don't understand. Frek the Rashash. Don't we have a big machlekes or rishonim that we've been discussing? Isn't that klal and that assumption of mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu not all-encompassing necessarily? Let's say I get a benefit and some hanos haguf when it comes to a mitzvah. Let's say I like sitting in the shade. Let's say it's a hot, blistering day. And now I'm going to go out to my porch and I'm going to benefit from the sukkah. Frek the Rashash, why does Rava assume as a dover poshet b'yoyser that you would apply the din of mitzvah lav lehenes nenu? The Gemara is a raya brura to who? To the Shita of the Rashba. If you remember, we learned that the machlek is the Ran and the Rashba by Tashmish Amito, and the Ran challenged the Rashba from mikvah again. Whether or not the klal of mitzvah lav lehenes nenu will be applicable when a husband asks himself to a wife. So the Gemara says, no, you can't apply mitzvah lav lehenes nenu there. Why? Because there's hanos haguf. The Rashba says, no, the reason why mitzvah lav lehenes nenu wasn't applicable over there is because of technicalities. Efshar ali de'acher, whatever, all we discussed in the past. Bottom line, what did the Gedolei Achronim explain? The Avdim Elulim, the Sha'ar HaMelech, they all point out that what? Al zeh nechleku aran v'arashbo. Whether or not if there's an additional hano, if there's an additional hano to the mitzvah, I had this chus yesterday to visit the Mashkiach of Telz, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Lebracha, hours before he died in Holy Name Hospital. And he has, to quote Rav Azband, the Rosh Yeshiva of Telz in New York at the Levaya today, probably the biggest masbid, one of the biggest masmidim in our door. A goyim, in Asmoda, in Torah, he was all over the sugya. This was his chiyus, mitzvah slav lehenes. I spoke to him about this when he was unconscious. He heard me. In the oilam that he was in, his wife pointed out to me that he was trying to open his eyes when I was in the sugya of the Ran and the Rashba. But I was just trying to give him, he just wrote a sefer, Shashua Yaakov. Give him the chiyus, the emes. Whatever Rabbi said, I don't know how to articulate this. This is what it is. Everything is worth it just for this. These kashas, these terutzim, these sugyas, that's the emes. Everything else is tafel. That's the levaya, was just that. That's mamish who he was. Everything else was tafel. It's such emes. And now there's no question. He's involved with these same sugyas. He's going to the Gedolei HaTorah and he's telling him over his chedushim and his ha'aris and his kashas. I'm sorry, I have to share this. I got emotional while I was saying this because this is that's the language that I spoke to him even when he was unconscious, sitting on hospice care and about to die. That's Kihem Chayenu, and that's Vayichi Yaakov Lomes. That's Rabbi Yankel Lekoim, the Mashkiach of Telz, Yaakov Lomes. So the Frekta Rashash, so Raya Brura from our Gemara. Spefer Shastir, I had the Ron miss it. Rabbi said, this kasha should be screaming at you.
How did the Ram miss it? How did the Ram miss the next Gemara that says, and maybe he's getting Anos Agur? Yeah, Adam, what do you want to say? Oh, so Adam wants to dig shtaker. Adam wants to say fakir. Why did the Rashba use this as a raya for himself? So, I don't think that necessarily that's an attack on the Rashba. I'll tell you why. Alex and I were talking about this. It's even not clear. The Rashba doesn't say explicitly, I am the man who holds Hanos Aguf is all encompassing and limits his life and has no place to Hanos Aguf. It's meduyek from the Rashba's Shita with the Achronim are meduyek based on the fact that he didn't answer like the Ran. You see that he held like that. But he wasn't, the Rashba wasn't writing a thesis statement on the, a research paper on the idea of Mitzvah Slav Lannister. It's meduyek from the Kashas that he was resolving that he held that there wasn't a simple answer of Hanos Aguf. But the Rashba turns to Tezayin. There's nothing to talk about. The Rashba says, what do you want from my life? This is Mitzvah Lannister. This is the Pashtas. The Kasha is on the run. The Kasha is on the run. The next page. Yeah, Alex.
Why do we say that there's an Hanos Aguf in Sukkah? Isn't the assumption that we the Yeshiva Sukkah is in the time that it is? Because partially there's no one out at that time. Okay. We're not doing it in the middle of summer.
Good. So now I'm asking you. And when Sukkos falls out a little bit nicer, you're right. So I'll be drush. You're right. That's what the Torah says. That's why we choose in terms of Aviv and as opposed to being in Chodesh Aviv. And it's going to be later. But come on, Alex. There have been days that you. How many Yom Tovim has your family said? Oh, the Rabbeinu Sholeilam blessed us with a Galdik Sukkos. Such a nice thing. It's not impossible to get Hanol from your Sukkah. Adarabba, I have people in the shul that ask me if there are ways that I can sit on the sukkah in Simchas Torah, and we have to figure out, right, the whole shir we gave the first night of Simchas Torah, like how do you passel your sukkah? How do you? Well, they mamish wanted, they want to be over Baal Tais if they love their sukkah so much. This is the kasha. Rabbi said this is the kasha, the Rashash. This is the kasha, the Noida B'Yehuda in Arachayim in Tinyona in Simin Kuf Lamed Gimel. So how are you going to answer this? So the Rashash gives an answer. Let's see the Rashash inside. Rashash Tainas, and maybe there's no Hanah from the Sukkah, not because of what Alex wants to say because of the weather, because that's something that's going to be hard to pin down. And to say that there's never going to be a Hanah from the weather. But let's see the Rashash in Tezayinu Beis. Kashali, the first Rashash in the Daf. Nihi diki yama mitzvah lav hanoi. Mikomo kom kevin de zula sa mitzvah yesh lo gam hano sa gof. Shi yoshev bitzel. Litzer kamoya noider hano min amayin in a toivu bo mimos hachama. Kamosh kosov aran. I don't understand. You told me in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that I'm not allowed to go in the summer when I get a geshmak from the mikvah. Because there's Hanos Aguf, so the same thing should be when it's a sunny day in the sukkah, when it's going to make shade. V'ulai, says the Rashash. V'ulai. Mishum d'mestama yesh loy dira shedar bo kol hashon. Mestama, this guy has a house. Mestama, this guy is not homeless. L'chein doyme l'mashikosav aran l'kamon, b'zvino d'rami al ape, d'keven motzi hu tamid lo lekech v'inu nana mimekcho. The Ran says later on, the Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph and Mabay says that if you have a Mudr Hano, you have an Isser with a guy, so if I buy something from him where it's really accessible to get it down the block next door, so I'm not really getting any Hano from him, so then Mamela, it's going to be Mudr. So Zok the Rashash, maybe you could say the same Svar over here. I have a house next door. It's right nearby, so now what? I'm sitting here to get some shade. I could have gotten the same shade from being in my house, so therefore that's not considered really benefit. First of all, the Rashash is making a dimyan. He's saying the isser of a mudr ano and a madr ano, a personal benefit, the fact that I can get that benefit from someone else, that's going to be also the definition of when I assert a specific item, am I getting hana? That's not necessarily parallel, right? I asked it and I know. Am I getting enough from this item? Yes. When I asked that item, I can't get any benefit out of it. Now, when I say in general,
that I don't want to get benefit from you. So if I'm getting something from you that's not really so valuable because I can get it from down the block, so maybe that's not really benefiting from you. But when you aser the item from all hana, it's questionable whether or not you can compare the two. But that's what the Rosh Hash thinks. Yeah, Joe, what do you want to tie now?
It's totally different than us. No?
What do you mean?
Hana by the Zvina is Hanas Hametach.
Right. So he's saying, but the svara that the Ran says over there is because I could have gotten from Joe down the block.
Right.
So that's the Rosh Hash times. So the other Achronim didn't want to say like this. And I sent it on the Oneg Yontif. He really quotes, before we get to the Oneg Yontif, he quotes the Nadi Yehuda. It's on your WhatsApp. So Nadi Yehuda asked this Kasha. And the Nadiv Yehuda says the following. He says, Anu pshat in our Gemara. Mikoyach this kasha. V'anoidiv Yehuda, you see the paragraph that starts with Anoidiv Yehuda, Madura Tinyana. It's the top of the column, the second paragraph in the Tshuva. V'anoidiv Yehuda, Madura Tinyana, Simen Kuflam and Gimel Pirish. Mitoch Kushizu, the Be'emes Hoda Parach v'chimitzis lab lehenes nitnu. V'chimitzis lehenes nitnu. The Gemara asked the Kashar Mitzvahs Lehenes. Ein kan avonos rova lahai klolo de kaimalon mitzvahs lab lehenes nidu. We read the Gemara wrong, says the Nadiv Yehuda. He wasn't talking about the regular din of mitzvahs lab lehenes nidu. Rak shekavonoso de kevan te ga'omar hanoa suka alai. Ein kavonoso al yeshiva shel mitzvah klal. Aval bi isuri anos she'asur Torah lo yamrina mitzvahs lav lehenes nido. Mishum de'ika anos yeshiva mitzvahs de'ika anos yeshiva. What does that mean? Nadiv Yehuda was dealing with the following shaila, and that's the tshuva of the Oneg Yontif. What's the shaila? Look at the shaila. Sukkah she'sichcha b'schach shel isuri hano. You have schach from, get this, connect this to the woman's shear, from an orla tree. Okay? You have schach. Actually, that wouldn't be the mission. Orlo says that that's machlokes tanan. But okay, that's not necessarily a good example. But isur anav an asheva. Okay, some sort of an asheva. Osho kilei akar. According to right, you have something that would carry the isur anav. Right? Is it kosher? Or is it mutter? So it's frekam maybe. So what? Maybe you should say mitzvah slav lahenes then, and you should say that I'm not being nene. So says the Nadiv Yehuda. No, that's not what Rava meant. Rava meant that what? All Rava meant was the kavona came into Ka'omar Hano Sukha Alai Ein Kavanoso Al Yeshiva Shel Mitzvah Klal. When he asered Behana, he was never referring to the Hana of the Mitzvah. That wasn't the kavona of the individual. Right? But in a chanami, according to the Nadiv Yehuda, mitoich zeh lamed a Nadiv Yehuda, the imsichach b'isuri anah, osur me'elea, if it's not machmas the neder. Again, the Nadiv Yehuda is saying that all Rava was telling us is what the kavana of the neder was. Was he coming to asur the anah shel mitzvah, or was he not coming out to asur the anah shel mitzvah? That wasn't what the person was asuring. But if you want to know la halacha, will I apply mitzvahs lav lehenes nidu to a sukkah? That's not what Rav is talking about, because now you're going to be stuck with the fact that you're getting physical hana from sitting in the sukkah. So therefore, the Nadiv Yehuda came out to paskin that what from the fact that he's reinterpreting our Gemara to now just a way for Rav to say this wasn't the kavana of the individual. Again, what does he say? He wasn't saying, I mitzvah slav lehenes nidu. Why? Because the Nadiv Yehuda is saying, mitzvah slav lehenes nidu won't help you when it comes to yeshiva sukkah. Because there's hanas aguf as well, says the Nadiv Yehuda. So what's Rav's kavan in our Gemara? Raksh kavanoso de kevan de ka'omar hanas sukkah alai, ein kavanoso al yeshiva shal mitzvah kla. When he came to Aser, his kavanah was not on yeshiva shal mitzvah. That's a way to just figure out what his kavanahs were. But if you now want to extrapolate, I have a different shaila. Can I apply mitzvahs lav lehenes nidu to a sukkah and now be matir isuri hano? Not when I'm just trying to decipher what the kavanahs hanoider was. I have a real bona fide isuri hano on the schach. Can I now say mitzvahs lav lehenes nidu to use the schach? Says the Nidivir, absolutely not. There's Hanos HaGof here. You don't apply Mitzvah Lab Lehenes Nenu by Hanos HaGof. That's not what Rava meant. Rava just meant he didn't mean to Aser the Hanos of the Yishe of the Mitzvah. That's not what he was Aser. Okay? But if a person, Mamish, wants to take wants to extrapolate from this Gemara that Hanos HaGuf is Mutter, you can't extrapolate from there. So the Yehuda says, to sit in Tzchach of Yisuri Hano would be absolutely Aser, and don't ask Mikashas from Rav on Nidorim Tezayinim Abyss. That's the Yehuda's Psak. Good?
Yeah,
do
you have to do
it
time?
What do you mean? Ella Amarava, where are you?
Amarava.
The Chimitz is land is Ninu. Rabba Lava Taimada by Maksha, Devade Shaper Kummer. Ella Lishna, the Omer Ano Sukha Alai, Yoishev by Yeshiva Shal Mitzvah, the Mitzvah Lav Lehanis Ninu. Yeah, but he's coming mikoyach the klal of mitzvah lav lehenes nino. Rava lava time adab by a maksha devadei shaper kamer ela lishna diyomer hanos sukkah alai yoishiv by yeshiva shel mitzvah. He's bothered by Abaye's lashon the mitzvah lav lehenes nino. But doesn't that sound like he's bothered by Abaye's lashon because Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Ninu would potter all of that, even the Hanos HaGuf?
So then why is he focused on just the Lashon?
No, because he wants to say, he's not, the Ron just coming to tell you, he's not disagreeing in Din. He's just saying that your Lashonis are a problem. So Rav is not coming to be a Bar Plukta of Abaye and Halacha, he's saying that it doesn't work because Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Ninu, so I have to touch up the Gemara. Mm-hmm. But according to the Ron, it could be, I would have said Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Ninu applies to Sukkah. And then I have to explain why is there no problem with Hanos HaGuf. Moreover, Avoisai, I have to share with you this Ayin of Yontif. And it's going to be an argument, la halacha, that's going to come out of this issue. But again, this whole Shailah la halacha is all noveya from a machlekes gedoyle achroinim, how to read our Gemara. It's unbelievable. Mamish, what's Pshat and Rava? And what happened to the old Ran of Hanos HaGuf, Mitzvah Slav Lehenes, and it doesn't apply? Zok the Heilig Ayin of Yontif as follows. It's getting late, so I'm going to say it outside, but you should see it inside. Mamish Geshmak. Zokta Oinig Yontif. You know what? Maybe I should read it inside. Zokta Oinig Yontif. He says like follows. He says, you're right. He says, the Ran holds by Hanos HaGuf. In general, we don't say Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nino. Oh, but there's something different over here. Why is there something different over here?
Isn't it
Hari in the Mitzvah Slav? Oh, Givalik. That's what the Oinig Yontif. Zok the Oinig Yontif, what did the Torah say? The Torah says, Teshvu Kein Taduru. The Etzem HaMitzvah of Sukkah. Rabbi Yisrael, remember this till Tesvei of Tishrei next year. The Etzem Mitzvah of Sukkah is what? It's to have a nene and a vadira, and you shouldn't have a mitzvah potter in a sukkah. You should mamish enjoy, and the Torah wants you to be there in the sukkah. That is the Guf HaMitzvah. Zokte Heilgoinig Yontif, the Ran was never choylek in such a mitzvah where the Torah said part and parcel of the mitzvah was to be nene. The Ran was saying if there's another element to the mitzvah that you happen to actually get Hanos HaGuf, that the Torah doesn't matter. And that the Rashba disagrees with. But the Ran is willing to be moide that on this, that the mitzvah itself was to be dar. And it's a t'nai within the mitzvah that should be a geshmak adira, and it shouldn't be a dira shom mitzvah. So there the Ran answers that, al ze mitzvah. How can you not say mitzvah slav lehenes nino when that's the mitzvah? So that's what the Ayin Yonu says over here. L'niyaz da'iti d'gam b'sukah amrina mitzvah slav lehenes nino. Afal gav di'ik anos yeshiva, even though it's geshmak. Yafal gav d'b'chol ha-mitzvah sheyesh v'en anos ha-guf. Lo yamrin and boom mitzvahs lav lehenes nino. Hainu eich da mitzvah inyim bifnei atzmo. V'ano inyim bifnei atzmo. Kmo tvilo da mitzvah. They're separate to each other. And what's the raya, Rabbi Yisai? The raya is the tvilo v'yoyim hagshomim. That it's mutter. So you see, you don't have to get a geshmak. It's not part and parcel of the mitzvah. Rabbi Yisai, this is very similar to a svara that I said in the Rashba. But now he's saying that there's a situation. I want to say in the Rashba, if you remember, I want to say in the Rashba, I don't want to complicate things, but just for 2 seconds. If you remember, I wanted to defend the Rashba from the Ran's Kasha with a similar svar. That when the mitzvah is going to be with always with Hana, so the male of the Rashba is going to say Hana Saguf is included. But when the mitzvah is not always going to be with Hana, like Tfilas Bechama, so then it's going to be a problem. And that's why the Rashba is not bothered by the Kasha that the Ran asks against him from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah by Tfilah B'Imotza Chanukah. By definition, the mitzvah doesn't have to have Hana. He's trying to say now, according to the Ran, not against my sword, he's trying to say, when the mitzvah is part and parcel, it's not only automatic that it's going to be. The mitzvah is the Hana. So if the mitzvah is that, if the Torah was Mechayev the Hana, when it came to the mitzvah, so then that's not going to be. The Ein LeMitzvah Shaychus Ima Hana, Rak She'enu Yochel Lipar B'menu, Min HaMitzvah Yimeo Sechama, V'chein Hana, Es Tashmish Echalai, Ein Kiyam Mitzvah Oino, Shaychus Ima Hana. This is a Chiddush. When you go to saying Oino to your wife, is not to get a geshmak. Happens to be, I get Hano when I'm doing it, but that's not what the tzura of the mitzvah is. Rashi Yev Sharla Afrid Hano Min HaMitzvah. You just can't split with the one another. So then that was as far that I was saying in the Rashba when you can't split. But that's not what the Torah was mitzvah that the Ram's going to be minded to. So that the Ram is going to say is also. Aval mitzvah suko sheikar yisoida mitzvah. Hu al hano shatayra omra tseir midiras keva v'sheva diras harai. Dainu shashimu shahodom yeshlo bebeso kol hashono. Dainu yeshiva yehei bechag shimush ze besuko. The dira that exists in your house should be in the sukkah. Ulahochi hochi drachim turim in a sukkah v'chein shem repairus. Such a glat svara. The Oinig Yontif. Rava meant what he said. And Rabbi said, this is going to be a machlokes la'alocha. You're going to have a din Torah right now. Piskei alocha. The Noid of Yehuda says that you have schach of Asherah, schach of Isuria. No, do not quote me the Gemara in the Doron Tezayin of a base. There is no cloud of mitzvah slav lehenes ninu by anos yeshiva sukkah. It's not true. I, Rava, said that Lashon. That was Rava figuring out what his kavana was. Not to tell you that it's a heter now to sit in sukkah that it's Isuria. No. The Oinig Yontif says, no, you misunderstood the Gemara. We have a chlekes the Oinig Yontif and Oinig Yehuda. How to teach our Gemara. How to answer up our Gemara. And Yontif says, no, that's not what Rava said. He wasn't just trying to figure out the Kavona Sanoi there. That wasn't his Kasha. He was applying the Klal of Mitzvah Lehenesinu. Really? Like Yehuda says back to the Oinig Yontif. He was applying the Klal of Mitzvah Lehenesinu. You're getting involved in a Machlokes, the Ran and the Rashba. The Ran can't say that. The Ran told us that before, that by Hanal Sagub, you can't say Mitzvah Lehenesinu. Zok the Oinig Yontif, no, the Ran's going to be made by Sukkah. Why? Because by Sukkah, the Alzeh Chiyav HaToyreh. That you should have a dira, sheyesh bo geshmak. A dira that you should have, that's the tzuras ha-mitzvah, is to be dar and a pleasant, and get hana from the sukkah. You shouldn't suffer in sukkahs. Memela, according to the Oinig Yontif, what's going to happen? The person's going to ask the Oinig Yontif a shayla. Rabbi Oinig Yontif. What was his name? Rafal Yontif Litman. Shkoyah. Excellent.
Be awesome.
Who? Bialystok? That's where he was from? So what's your shaykhus? Yeah?
Sure.
Really? Oh, from the city. Well, so what? But he was a chassid?
No, he's the rabbi.
But that's a chassid of Shishtivo, no? In the city, no?
Okay.
Oh, River. What's River Ram?
Bialystok.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. So Zofi Oinig Yontif. You could sit in a sukkah of Asherah. Mitzvah Lehenes Ninu applies to the schach of a sukkah. We apply that even though there's Hanos Hagur. And Melo, it's mutter to sit in schach. That's Yisuri Hanos. based on our Gemara. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Achleikus la'alocha that comes out. Just how do you teach Rava's retort to Abaye?
Just because you say teishu v'nidiru doesn't mean necessarily to me that you need to get a geshmak out of it. Just because you say mitzvah is patur min hasukkah doesn't mean that the opposite of mitzvah is somebody who's a simcha, who's having to, like, you know, mamash.
You want to say the Torah is mitzvah for you to be neutral, not to get a geshmak.
Yeah.
No, but included in the... when you turn your heat on, when you turn the air conditioning, you're supposed to make it pleasant, right? The halacha is, when it comes to the sukkah, you're supposed to bring all your kalim noyim. You're not supposed to just not suffer. It's supposed to be ke'en taduri. You're supposed to make it as if it's your house. You want it to be, you know, that this is my dwelling place, and we want you to be human with all of your humanistic needs to now just transfer from the bayis into the sukkah. So it's important to now... Again, I agree to you that the Torah is not saying over here, the mitzvah is to be nen. That's not what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is to be dar. Included in being dar is having the pleasures of dar. So the mitzvah itself was not a pleasure-oriented mitzvah, but includes a pleasure-oriented thing. You understand what I'm saying? But and that's included in what the Torah was mitzvah to you. And that's why a suffering person is potter. Because now you're not just fulfilling what the Torah's kavanas were, which was to include someone who has pleasure.
Could you say from this that if you say Basra Zalai, and you have it on Yontif, simple as Yontif is, these are something you can have that Basra. Or does it have to be something that's like that the mitzvah, I mean, that's not really separate from the mitzvah. The mitzvah is any baser, is Simchas Yontif.
You want to know if you would aser yourself from baser and you would have a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, would you say mitzvah lav la'anes nenu?
Right.
Even according to the Ran.
Right.
There's anas aguf. So, I really wanted to avoid this, but you're not letting me. It gets a little bit more detailed. The Yontif says this svara, and this is a little bit complex, and I need you to bear with me for a little bit. Then the Oni Yontif says the following. I don't think I have this in the picture, so just listen carefully. Me who says the Oni Yontif, my svara is going to stop here. Listen to this. Kol zehu b'mitzvah she'ein ikr kavanasa lahanas adam. Kamo sukkah. She'ein ikr ha-mitzvah lahanas adam. Rak she'tolsa ha-toyra ha-mitzvah ba'ana asa. Again. This is exactly what I was saying to you. The Torah didn't tell you enjoy. The Torah just tied in enjoyment into the mitzvah of being da, right? But there is no mitzvah on sukkah. Be nene from the sukkah. That's not what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah just is dira, which includes hana, and therefore even the Ran would say on such a tzivoy that was included and was totally in the mitzvah, then memela. But if the Torah told you to be nene, listen to what the Ein Yontif says. The tzivsa atarish bayis yehenem esukah shaper abrinim eslavenes. Avol mitzvah sheikar kavanosu hu hanos ha'odom. The Torah said, I want this person to be nene, like you're saying. Okay? Oh, like the following. Zokta Oini Yontif, what would be the din on Shemen of Isser Hano for Neir Shabbos? What? You made it, or it's Basar V'Cholov, whatever it is. By the way, this was my original plan. That I wanted to speak about Mitzvah Slav Lehenesin. There's a Pisgei Tshuva and a Shari Tshuva in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah that discusses Shemen of Chanukah that was Basar V'Cholov. So one of the svaras that the Poskim are making is to say that it's Mitzvah Slav Lehenesin. It's a big shaila. So I originally had a plan to do that the week of Chanukah. You know, like I try sometimes to get in, like it just didn't, sometimes it's just the plans don't work. You know, we just had too many sugyas we had to get to. So it was like a week after Chanukah, whatever. Once it was Chanukah was over, I wasn't going to speak about it. So Geshmak HaSugya, Mitzvah, maybe next year Chanukah we'll talk about it. But so the Oni Yontif has a very similar shaila. Is what's the din, very similar to what you're asking. You have Mitzvah Slava and Nisninu on Neir Shabbos. Zok Oni Yontif, no. Neir Shabbos, that you're not going to be able to say my svar. Why? Because Neir Shabbos, what is the mitzvah? Mitzvosa min shum oinek. Bazeh, kazeh vadeh loy shayach mitzvoslav lehenestin. How can you tell me mitzvoslav lehenestin? The Torah said binene. The Torah said. So it's very dachistic. It's very, 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 it's a very thin line. It's when there's a mitzvah and the mitzvah is cognizant and dependent on the fact that you're going to get anah. So that's where the Ran is going to subscribe, and the Ran is going to say, "You're right. You're going to even include mitzvahs hanas haguf, like we say by sukkah." That's what the Torah said. The Torah said to sit outside in a pleasant sukkah, in a pleasant experience. So the Torah would discuss that thing and assume that when the Torah was mitzvah. So then you could say mitzvah lav lehenestinu, that independent mitzvah that the Rebbeinu Shlomo was mitzvah, you told you ignore, and it's all encompassing for the hanas haguf that goes along with it also. Now I'm going to say lighting Shabbos candles and mitzvah lav lehenestinu. What do you mean? How can you say mitzvah lav lehenestinu? Mitzvah lav lehenestinu applies to normal mitzvahs, applies to most of the mitzvahs of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. But when the Torah told you the mitzvah is to enjoy, how can you say mitzvah lav lehenestinu? The mitzvah is to enjoy. If you're not enjoying the mela, you're not being mekayim the mitzvah. Zokto Yoni Yontif. Memela, I just thought about this now. I think according to the Svar of the Yoni Yontif, Ken Zayn, your Svar about Shalmei Simcha, about the Basar Kodshim, the Torah, where it's mamish there, it is to get the Geshmak, is to be Mesameach, one could argue that that would be more similar to the Oynig Shabbos of the Oynig Yontif. It's an interesting Shaila. And what to think about? But one could argue that since the Yisod HaDavar is to be Mesameach, that maybe it wouldn't.
It's so hard to understand the chiluk he's trying to make, though. Like the fact that something is mitzvah to be the simcha, that's something the mitzvah lahenesu doesn't apply. But the reason that mitzvah lahenesu applies to yeshiva sukkah is because the tzura of the mitzvah is the simcha.
The tzura of the mitzvah assumes it to have hana.
I'm sorry, assumes that hana.
Right. So that's not, but that's not, the mitzvah is not, right? There's a difference between sukkah, the tzivoy of sukkah, and the tzivoy of Oynik Shabbos, right? The tzivoy was not, make sure you enjoy. The tzivoy was to live.
It's because it's
within living, the Torah obviously said that mitzvah was all encompassing of even in a pleasure that could live. And on the contrary, where it's not going to be pleasurable, and that's not going to be, that's going to be a chisaron in that mitzvah, and that's why mitzvah is going to be potter.
Right.
But that's not a mitzvah of binen. That's not what the mitzvah of sukkah is.
Right.
That's not what the given. Here, the whole yisod of the mitzvah is only to be nene, so it's harder to say the svara of mitzvahs lav lehenestin. Okay? But I wanted to move on to the Ran, but it is getting late, so we could hold off on it for next week. I don't want to go too late. So I just there is a Yesodistic Indian coming from the next round. Maybe we could start off. We'll go weiter and we'll start from this round and we'll pick up Mirtz Hashem next week.
Shkoyach.